Sam Cedar fans, your blue balls are about to get a little bit bluer. Here's substitute host, Mark Maron.
All right, thank you, six past the hour geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, progressive utopians with no sense of humor, lurking conservatives. I'm here with my friend David Cross, the comedian and comic actor David Cross. He is here with his glasses. Mm-hmm. We were talking about dogs because that's important. Let's take this call first. We're taking calls on any number of topics. Dave will address any topic you want, as will I.
$5.
Send the checks to your favorite charity. But here's the deal. We will address whatever topic you want to the best of our ability. We're going to have fun today. There's no more.
That's all you can ask for. That's all you can promise.
That's right. From our own experience.
We're going to try our best.
That's right. Let's take Michelle in Manhattan. What's up, Michelle?
Hello?
Hi. How are you? It's Mark Maron.
Hi. This is my first time calling into a radio show, so I'm a little bit nervous.
Okay. Don't worry about it. Just we'll walk you through it.
Okay. Well, I'm a big Air America fan and a big David Cross fan. I loved Arrested Development, and then I listened to his comedy CDs.
Uh-huh.
But the other day, I actually had my own moment of being starstruck, and I told myself, I know he lives, you know, in Manhattan. If I ever saw him, I'd have something to say. But I saw him in Thompson Square Park.
Yeah.
And
with my dog, probably.
Yes. So I met his dog, and he seemed really nice. But I just, after listening to one of his comedy CDs, I started really thinking about being an atheist. And I know what kind of crazy person becomes an atheist after listening to a comedy CD, but I guess I was never very religious in the first place, but just when it was convenient. So the other day I was taking a final exam and I just had the inclination to start praying before I took the test and just, you know, like, oh, thanks a lot.
And what, so did you pray or before the test?
Well, I was just like, oh, what's the point?
True.
Oh, man, it's all in my own hands.
Yeah, it is. So. It's.
See what you did, Dave? You saved another life today by denying someone hope.
Well, no, it's called taking responsibility for yourself.
That's what I mean.
What was the subject matter of the test?
Statistics.
Yeah, God doesn't really have any interest in statistics. Also, he doesn't speak English. That's one thing that a lot of people don't realize. So a lot of those prayers, he's sort of getting a general idea of what you want. A good thing. Just say good thing.
How'd you do on the test, do you think? Did you feel good about it?
I don't know. I hope so.
Well, you know, you have left open the opportunity here because you did pray a little that if you don't do as well as you would have thought, you can blame God a bit. But thank you. Do you remember what Dave was wearing in the park?
No.
Oh, well, I can't be a hardcore fan then.
No. Yeah, usually they...
Michelle, it was great talking to you. I hope you had fun.
Thank you, Michelle. And next time you see me in the park, come over and say hi.
Okay. Look, let's take another one of those calls. That turned out to be really fun, didn't it, Dave? Dave? Yeah. Elena in Illinois, how are you?
It's so awesome to talk to you.
Thank you.
To just ditto everything she said about being a huge fan of both of you, Arrested Development, and of course, Mark. I've been watching you since Short Attention Span Theater way back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
So I love you guys.
That's so nice.
So great to talk to you.
What are you doing? What's going on in Illinois? Is it snowing?
No. What? It's been really rainy.
What part are you in?
Bloomington, which is sort of south central Illinois.
That's Gene Shepherd territory, isn't it?
The
author?
Where?
Yeah, never mind.
Okay, sorry.
It's good.
I'm a little nervous too.
Are you? So you just wanted to say hi?
I totally wanted to say hi. I've never called into a radio show before, but I'm off of work today. I usually podcast.
Uh-huh.
And so I got to listen to you live, and so I thought I'd actually swallow my nervousness and call in.
What do you podcast about?
I'm sorry. I listen to the podcast for everything.
So now, what are you doing for the holidays? You got big plans?
Oh, kind of. We're gonna spend several days with my almost in-laws.
Oh, that sounds
nice.
That sounds like a great time.
Oh God, they're great.
It's not gonna be 3 days of judgment.
Oh no. It used to be, but we've gotten to know each other. We've gotten drunk together a few times.
Yeah.
Are you living in sin?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
And that's accepted.
How long have you been doing that?
7 years.
It's time to get on with it, isn't it?
Everybody kind of agrees about that, but yes, there is.
Is there someone at the door?
Is there someone at the door?
There is someone at the door, and I'm signing for a package. So
it sounds like you're doing a radio play.
Let's stay on the phone with her. I'm a little worried.
No, I'm okay. I'm just signing for a package.
Does he look all right? Is he legit? Or?
Oh, definitely. He's got a uniform and everything.
Why don't you invite him in and let's get this going? Come on.
Get him on the phone.
He's gone. He left. I signed, and he was in a hurry.
It's a busy time for them. It really depends what you're wearing as to whether they're going to stay for a while or not.
Yeah, I should have came in the robe, but, I was fully dressed, so.
Oh, so
but
what's
he was out of there.
What's in the package? What do you got?
I honestly don't know.
Be careful. Is there an address on it?
You know what? Whatever it is, soak it first in water for 3 hours. Trust me on this.
Uh-oh, I'll have to start the tub then.
Would you?
I do have sort of an interesting dog. Well, it's not interesting. Maybe it's just interesting to me.
Yeah, okay.
But
that's usually the way it goes with kids and dogs. So, but why don't you share it?
And then we'll talk about our dreams next.
Yeah. We will. What's a dog story? Come on. This is progressive radio at its best.
I was a waitress in college.
You're right. And, it's not that great a story. I'm going to... I'm kidding. Go ahead. Keep going.
No. Anyway, I was a waitress in college, and some folks ran out on the check on me.
Yeah.
And I hadn't been a waitress so very long, so I went and chased after them. And they hopped in their car, and they were just gone. And where their car had been was a little puppy.
Oh.
And so I figured it was theirs, and that was my tip. So I took them home. And that's my dog story.
Do you still have that dog?
Well, he passed away.
Did you put him back in that parking space?
No.
I think that was the thing to do. All right. Well, look. If there's any trouble with the what?
I can imagine their side of the story was, which is like, hey, let's do Dine and Dash and get rid of that dog at the same time.
Or worse yet, it's like we didn't pay the. Where's the dog? Where's the dog? It's been great talking to you. If you have a problem with the package, call us back.
Oh, I will.
I'm here with Dave Cross, my dear friend, who did you do any? Think of a question, Maren. Did you do anything are you doing anything for the holidays? You have a girlfriend,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. We are getting out of New York. We are getting out. We rented a house like 2 hours upstate.
No, it's
Catskills, nice. And we're going to go with a couple other friends. My sister and her wife are coming up from Atlanta, and then some other friends are joining us for the 6 days through New Year's, and then we've got other friends coming up.
So you got a big party?
No, I'm really, I am genuinely anxious and a little worried about if I'm going to go a little stir crazy, and like we went out and I went to Toys R Us and bought all these games, board games, and
yeah.
I'm literally thinking of six days of, because there's not going to be any snow, it's going to be really depressing looking, I think, up there, just because there's no snow, all the trees are bare,
right.
It's going to be gray and brown and dark, and it's just going to be a lot of Monopoly and Boggle.
Oh my God, how old are we?
I know.
What do you? I mean, no.
I'm honestly a little concerned.
No blow, no nothing. No,
no,
you're
no
get
blow,
a
no video games, no prostitutes, no. You know, no weird DVDs from Thailand. Where
oh,
you
yeah,
go,
like, look at watch his head just blows up. Yeah. Oh, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dude. I don't watch that crap anymore.
My life's changed considerably, too, but
now you're,
I have a dog to think of, and my dog likes that stuff.
Are you getting married?
No. I mean, not
all right.
Any time in the near future.
Looks like there's calls. We'll take more of them. We're going to keep moving.
What an obnoxious, terrible question to ask me on the air.
What happened?
I mean, you know I'm in a relationship, and you go, hey, you going to get married? I mean, how am I supposed to answer that? I mean, answer truthfully, but...
Is that really that weird a question? You've never had that question before?
One-on-one? Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah?
On the air, where girlfriends can listen.
You think she's listening?
No.
All right. So... But my wife's not listening.
Wait, I'm right, though, right? You don't...
Yeah. No, I used to get it, and it bothered the hell out of me. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow. Man, touchy. I mean, look, you know, if you're ambivalent about it, maybe, you know.
No, but
it's
you
not
get
ambivalent.
Yeah, you
it's
get
the
it from all sides.
Of ambivalence.
Yeah.
Don't make a correlation between not getting married and ambivalence. It's anything but.
Well, maybe we should get into this a little bit because it sounds like you're a little angry.
My point is to not get into it.
Wow, man, someone gets a little bit of celebrity, and you know, I don't know if
that
he's going
to
be.
Nothing to do with that.
We'll see if David Cross is still in the studio when we come back. 16 past.
Cat got your tongue? Well, unless it's got your computer, too, you can email us at samcedarshow@gmail.com or join in the conversation at samcedarshow.com.